Good morning. This is Pastor Greg Huffman. This quarantine is really getting old, isn't it? You and I both know that it's frustrating to be told what to do and what you can't do. And there are times that we just don't understand why God is allowing stress, pain, heartache, deprivation. The last times we've been together, we've been talking about God as a refuge. Psalm 18:1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield, and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Refuge. You see, the root of him being our refuge is the fact that he is a God that is strong. He is a God that is reliable. We talked about his loving nature. He's always present. He's always good. So the very root of running to him as your refuge is the fact that God is good, the very person of God. Then we talked about the requirements of the refuge and the fact that God had to be my personal refuge. It wasn't enough to be able to say that God is a refuge, but we have to be able to say God is my refuge. So that's the question. Is he your refuge or is he somebody else's refuge? Is he the refuge of Christians in general, but not yours? Because you're not running to him and staying in his presence during these hard times. It could be that yours is a physical hardship that you can't escape. It could be that you're looking at the finances of your investments as they're going down the tubes. It could be that you've lost your job or maybe at least been laid off and you're wondering what's going to happen. You see, the thing that robs us of the safety of our refuge is self-reliance and forgetfulness. Just basically forgetting who God is and how God has protected us in the past. But today, we want to talk about the results of resting in him, the results of running to him as our refuge and staying there. Not sticking our head out every once in a while and seeing how things are going, but just staying in God's word. Staying in the presence of the Lord. Isaiah 26:3 says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, referring to our Heavenly Father, whose mind is stayed or settled on thee because we trust in thee. You see, anytime I'm trusting anything else or anybody else, I don't have perfect peace. But when I give up trusting in anybody else or anything else, my bank account or my investments or my good health or whatever, anytime I am relying on those, I don't have any perfect peace. It's only when my mind is settled on God. We have a little plaque above our bed that says, faith is not knowing that God can. It is knowing that he will. It's knowing that he will. It's putting our faith and trust in his promises. Isaiah 48:22 says, There is no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. No peace. And so consequently, we run to him. And what do we find there? Well, first of all, we find provision. Just like a fortress loves to store the munitions and the food and everything else, we find the same thing in our God. When we run to him, he is our protection. He is our strength. Secondly, he's our encouragement. Our encouragement. 2 Thessalonians 2:16 says, Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation, that's comfort, and good hope through grace. He's our encouragement. Our encouragement. What are you looking to for encouragement? I read something the other day on Facebook that a person said, I haven't listened to the news for the last couple of days and I feel so much better. I think I understand that, because there's no good news on the news. It's only when I go to the Word of God that I find encouragement. Thirdly, I find comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Verse 4 says, who comforts us in all of our tribulation. That means right now what you and I are going through, God's comfort is there. It's found in His Word. In His Word. Then fourth, there's assurance of safety. Now, first of all, we're kept eternally safe from the evil one. 1 John 5:18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not as a practice, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. The assurance of safety. And we are protected from Satan's evil schemes, 2 Thessalonians 3:2, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. He is your protection. He is the assurance of your salvation. So, as we focus our attention today on our refuge, remember the root of your refuge is the very character of God, and it never changes. The requirements of this refuge, it's God and God alone. Nobody else. But God. The robbers of this refuge, my self-reliance and my forgetfulness. And then the provisions of this refuge are safety, encouragement, and comfort. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. May that be your verse for this entire season. Meditate on it, practice it, and live it so that others may see. Heavenly Father, may we live our lives today in such a way that eternity and eternity's values are in view as folks watch us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.